For what reason have we been given mercy? What are we to focus on now that we walk with grace? What are we to do now that we find ourselves operating within this marvelous process of soul healing and spiritual development? Well, as we grow as souls, we can gather in places which we set apart in order to encourage one another. We can study scriptures and learn to seek God's knowledge and wisdom regarding all aspects of our lives. And yes, if it is in our heart to do so, we can adorn those gathering places where we pray and worship, and we can celebrate all the wonderful passages of healing and discovery and the changes that life brings. But what has the shepherd asked us to do? What was important to him? To answer this question, let's look at what we find in the Gospels. Let's look at the two commandments of Jesus. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22, 37 through 39. But how shall we express this love? What are some of the ways he has asked us to love? Again, we turn to his words. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, 34, 40. Unto him? How close he must be to us then, even now. What if we were to be conscious of his presence everywhere we go? What if we were to see what he sees in others via his eyes of compassion? What if, above all these things, before more buildings are built in his name, before more degrees and diplomas are issued with great titles written upon them, before all the pomp and circumstance and busyness of religious life were to swallow up our time and focus, what if we could consider his priorities when forming our priorities in everything we do? After all, did he ask for more palaces to be built, or did he ask us to live in mercy? Did he ask for grand institutions and organizations, fanfare and ceremoniousness? Or did he ask for us to do what was necessary to just be there for one another, to feed and care for the widows and the orphans, and to attend to the necessities of the saints? So in the first and the last of what we consider and hold precious, let us make a place for him at our table as we share from our overflow with others. Let us see him feasting with us, for it is his provision by which we partake. Let us be a comfort as we are being comforted by him, while we pause to soothe the cries of the lonely in his name. Let us hear with his ears as we listen for those who grieve with silent moans, for he is the author of lasting peace. Let us gently place cloth upon his shoulders as we cover those who are feeling the ravages of the elements. Let us feel his hand of mercy as we stand for him in soothing the brokenhearted and offer hope to those who suffer from despair. Everywhere we go and in everything we do, let us remember him. Let us stand with him under the trees and hear his voice in the wind. Let us seek his footsteps in which to place our feet, by which we might be led forward. And let us follow his footsteps into the brave world of forgiveness and into the essential realm of all that mercy encompasses. Let us break his bread and drink from his cup and remember him in all ways, especially in the ways we love. For let us not leave our Lord lonely. For in the end, he tells us, that we will find that it was never about the buildings or the ornaments or the ceremonies or reverse collars or pride we may have taken in how many scriptures we have memorized. Because all he ever asked us to do with what he gave us in his mercy and love was simply for us to pass it on. Because in the end, it will only be about the love we shared as we stand before the throne of mercy. May God watch over our hearts and protect our thoughts and lead and guide us in the fulfillment of his plan for our souls and our lives as we pass his love on now and forever.